24th of June, I'm Steve-O, this is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A potential Universal Studios theme park and resort just outside Bedford could have an impact on new transportation infrastructure. Plans for the proposed train station at Wixom's may require expansion if the entertainment complex is given the go-ahead and would be ready for passengers by 2026. The station's proposal, which was accepted 20 years ago but never built, originally cost £27 million. That amount has more than doubled due to inflation, adding another £30 million to the price tag. Welsh Hampstead councillor Graham Coombs said that any additional costs for a larger station would be picked up by the central government. A Volkswagen Golf GTD stolen from Luton in September of last year was recently located in Bedford by the Regional Road Policing Unit. The team, in a statement, warned buyers to be aware of car pricing deals that appear too good to be true. A recent poll conducted by data and market research company Savanta MRP regarding the July the 4th general election locally shows that the Labour Party, through Mohamed Yazin, will hold on to the parliamentary seat for Bedfordshire and Kempston with 54% of the vote. A similar outcome awaits Mid-Bedfordshire, showing Labour candidate Marwish Mirza with 38%. And in the newly redrawn North Bedfordshire constituency, Labour nominee Uday Nagaraju is 6 points ahead of his Tory competitor, with 36% favourability. Two endangered Amur tigers have been introduced to each other at Woburn Safari Park. 12-year-old Minerva has finally met Dimitri, who is five. The park is hoping to use the Endangered Species Programme to successfully breed the big cats. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.